Money Talk. This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on India AI Impact Summit, investments pledged for AI infrastructure. The participants are Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Namaskar and welcome to Money Talk. Today we decode one of the most important turning points for India's economy and markets, the India AI Impact Summit and the big ticket investments pledged for AI infrastructure. Sharad, to break this down, we have with us very special guest, well-known economic analyst Sharad Kohli. He tracks the Indian economy, policy moves and market trends very closely and will help us separate hype from reality on India's AI story. Sharad, thank you for joining us on Money Talk.
Thank you so much, Rajesh. Greetings to the listeners of Akashvani.
Sharad, the India AI Impact Summit has seen impressive announcements on data centers, computing power chips and digital public infrastructure. If we add up what has been pledged so far, how large is this investment pool in concrete rupee or dollar terms, and over what time horizon can we expect this capital to start positively impacting the real economy?
Well, I think the impact of this summit, as it was named very rightly, it was called Impact, but the impact is multifold. You know, it puts India on the global map of AI, first of all. You know, the world is looking towards India for AI. Well, India had its prowess in the IT services anyway. It's been there for decades now. I think this has brought a new dimension to information technology in India vis-a-vis the AI. And I think some of the most developed countries around the world, some of the most developed infrastructures around the world are looking towards India for some kind of support, tie-up, collaboration, joint venture setup in India. If you look at the numbers, you know, with government officials and the summit organizers sort of came out publicly, they add up to about $250 billion. This is an infrastructure investment, you know, what has been pledged vis-a-vis the AI infrastructure. Now, this is tied up to AI computing. This is tied up to data centers. This is tied up to digital infrastructure. Apart from this, I feel another $20 billion in venture capital and, you know, deep tech funding, which has also been flagged and committed to startups. These startups could be early stage innovations, or they could be ones proposing, you know, an AI setup in some form or the other. And if you look at the big announcements, some of the significant ones which we want to pick up, which stand out, the one committed by Reliance Industries, which is more than $100 billion. The one committed by Adani Group, which is another $100 billion. Microsoft has pledged $50 billion, which is, although that is globally, but most of it is expected to be coming to India, and that is spread across 2030. Then, of course, Google, when Mr. Sundar Pichai met Prime Minister Modi, $15 billion targeted AI hub in Visakhapatnam. And why forget the subsea connectivity, you know, the undersea connectivity for the AI workload? We should not forget that artificial intelligence carries separate workload. The existing undersea cabling system may not be sufficient to support that workload. So there's a separate workload needed as far as the cables are concerned, which Google has pledged. Then, of course, Amazon Web Services, I remember, had pledged multi-billion dollar investment. This was a cloud and AI infrastructure again, you know, I think it adds up to about $8 billion plus as far as the sources say. Then there's another one called Yotta Data, you know, which has pledged $2 billion. This is going to be an AI hub and powered by NVIDIA. Then, of course, I also witnessed Rajesh Gujarat signing 25,000 crores of MOU. Then LLT Vyom signing for 250 megawatts of AI ready. This is for green data center campus, which is another big announcement, which I feel. So if you see the category of investments, Rajesh, has been spread across data centers, digital infrastructures, undersea cables. So it's not just that the whole investment has been committed for one single aspect of artificial intelligence. And I think a lot of people would now understand, because we do hear of artificial intelligence coming into our lives in various sectors. But then now I think through this summit, people of the country also understood that how many dimensions artificial intelligence has. So I think these investments, when you go and analyze these investments, you will find that it involves multiplicity of sectors and investments and facets. Rajesh.
Sharad, you very rightly said AI is not related to one aspect of AI only. It is becoming the backbone of future growth, from data centers and semiconductor fabs to digital public infrastructure, skilling in startups. So Sharad, you mentioned $250 billion worth of business was pledged. What do these numbers really mean for India's GDP, jobs, stock markets, and for us as investors?
Well, Rajesh, as an economist, when we talk about investment in general infrastructure, when I say general infrastructure, I mean roads, highways, airports. In economics, we dwell upon a concept which is called multiplier effect. That when we talk of general infrastructure, we say every 1 rupee spent on general infrastructure has got an 8 times multiplier effect. And I think a lot of people do not know that every single dollar or rupee invested on AI infrastructure has got an even bigger multiplier effect, because the speed at which artificial intelligence is walking into our lives is unimaginable. And like when the summit concluded, so most of the people, I happened to participate and I was there at a few sessions. A lot of people were talking about 2030, you know, so from 2026 to 2030, that was, I would say, a classic period which was being defined for these investments, for innovations, for a lot of things to get on the ground. But a very unique aspect of artificial intelligence, Rajesh, is that it gets into your life faster than you imagine. I mean, you feel something's going to happen in 2 years, and you will find this is the magic of AI. It gets into your life in probably 6 months or 1 year. So it beats the time horizon which has been set as a target. So that is one aspect I wanted to speak about. Then, of course, as far as Indian GDP is concerned, when I talk of multiplier effect, you know, I talk of economic benefits. And when I talk of economic benefits for a country like India, where a lot of people are talking about artificial intelligence eating away the jobs, you know, the routine jobs of coding, back-end services, HR, accounting, legal, to a certain extent, medical services, people are fearing of a lot of job losses in the times to come. But the fact of the matter is that this investment and this particular summit's impact is going to bring in jobs. And this is where people need to pull up their socks. You know, if you do your reskilling and upskilling, you could have jobs across engineering operations. You could have jobs across energy, across logistics, across cooling industries. And then, of course, you look at the jobs which are surrounding that. I call them as satellite jobs, you know, where the MSMEs are there, small startups are there, tech professionals are there. So I think a lot of impact of artificial intelligence eating away into routine jobs can be wiped off by this investment coming into India. Of course, the investment is not going to go nowhere. It's going to be handled by people at the end of the day. And I think these data centers and cabling and digital infrastructure, this is going to involve a lot of people. All professionals need to do, all techies need to do, is just to reskill and upskill themselves. I think you should not be caught napping while artificial intelligence is walking into your lives, Rajesh.
Let's listen to what Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, said on the increased investment in AI infrastructure.
This AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji's vision of Manav AI, which is AI of the humans, by the humans, for the humans. I think that was very well accepted. We also have a lot of investment pledges. I think the number is growing each day.
Based on our recent experience with large-scale projects in India, what gives you confidence that a significant share of these AI infrastructure commitments will translate into on-ground execution? And what early signs of progress should we look out for?
That's a very interesting question, I would say, because, you know, a lot of times when these investment summits are held in states, I remember there's a big debate which goes on, that there were a lot of announcements, but then on the ground, very little happened. And, you know, but you know, fortunately, this does not happen with AI. When there is an AI commitment, look at the groups which are making the commitment. We have people like Reliance, which is already a global company. We've got groups like Adani. We've got Microsoft, Google, Amazon. These are not the countries who would not have done their homework before they make announcements. These are very forward-looking companies, and they are big tech companies. They are engrossed in your life like anything. Every part of your life today is driven by one or the other deep tech company or a tech company which is around the world. They are big. You can find them like potatoes and tomatoes wherever you go in the world. You will find these companies are there. So when they make a commitment, it has to come on ground. In fact, I won't be surprised if whatever they have committed in terms of amount, the overall investment might be even more, because the way this technology is evolving, Rajesh, we should not forget that artificial intelligence is a very, very evolutionary concept. It evolves very quickly. So if I plan $15 billion tomorrow, when I move forward, I might find 10 other sectors where I can probably penetrate. And I might like to increase them from $15 billion to $20 billion. So I would say in this kind of infrastructure, not just that they will come on ground, that is very, very short, but then they can also be far more than what has been promised. So therefore, I think we can be rest assured that this is going to convert into ground. And the other beauty of the artificial intelligence infrastructure is it gets in very quickly. We don't need years and years to set up. Like if you have to construct a big road or a big highway or a big bridge, obviously you need 4, 5, 6 years by the time things get going. But with artificial intelligence, I think things start moving very, very quickly. In fact, I would not hesitate in saying that delay here means that that company, that project will get left behind and somebody else might step into the shoes.
When we say AI infrastructure, I'm going to delve a little more on that. In the Indian context, how would you break it down into key building blocks? For example, data centers, GPU, compute capacity, etc. And which areas do you see as the biggest opportunities where India can rapidly scale up with these fresh investments?
I think India's strength lies in IT. We all know some of the finest and some of the biggest IT companies, they have their base in India. They originate out of India. And if I won't hesitate in saying it, most of America and some of the most developed part of the world is run by Indian IT companies. So our strength lies in innovation. Our strength lies in AI computing. And of course, our strength lies in data centers as well, because data center is something which could be very, very labor intensive. You could have a lot of professionals being absorbed there. So these three are on top of my mind, AI computing, data centers, and of course, projects like undersea cabling, projects like digital building, digital infrastructure. They have already been in vogue as far as India is concerned. So that is going to absorb. I am purely, Rajesh, looking at it from the point of view of absorption of the talent that we have in our country, because that is where people are looking forward. In fact, when I met a lot of people in the summit, the buzzword was generating employment, if you ask me. Of course, the infrastructure and data centers, we are all aware, they will have to set up. But buzzword was that how many people are going to be absorbed in a particular data center? How many people will go into computing? In fact, a lot of educational institutions, Rajesh, you'll be surprised, they have started preparing for this. They've started creating those courses and training children at young age. In fact, from just about in 2-3 years from now, you will find AI being introduced in school curriculum. I mean, students after class 8, you might find a separate subject on AI getting into the schools. And that's I'm looking forward to personally, because when you come out of the school, you are almost half ready to be an AI tech professional, Rajesh.
Okay. Sharat, with these pledged investments, how do you see India's position strengthening in the global AI value chain? Can we become not just a backbone provider of quality compute and services, but also a hub where domestic startups, MSMEs and public services thrive on top of this new AI infrastructure?
I think that was the whole idea of the summit, bringing the summit to India. And I remember Prime Minister speaking on this and Prime Minister commenting that India is going to be next AI hub, because as of now, I mean, if someone has traveled to California, somebody has traveled to Silicon Valley, you will find most of the tech startups, tech innovations, they tend to set up their bases, they innovate there. And it's high time now that they should be looking at India, places in India like Bengaluru, places in India like Gurugram, Jaipur, all tier 2, tier 3 cities. They are now producing some of the finest tech professionals. And, I somehow feel, Rajesh, that the new IT curriculum education system cannot be bereft of AI. So people who are sort of overreacting to the fact that AI is going to eat away jobs and so, I think they forget that there is no IT, no programming, no course whatsoever in IT which is going to be bereft of artificial intelligence. So I think we can allay those fears by believing in the fact that the new curriculum, the new courses, the new education system is going to be including AI. And that's where India's strength would be.
So Sharat, the message is loud and clear. AI is not just a technology theme. It is a long-term economic and investment theme. Thank you so much, Sharat, for being with us on Akashvani.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India AI Impact Summit, investments pledged for AI infrastructure. The participants were Sharat Kohli, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Money Talk.